Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. Diabetes. More than 29 million people in the U.S. have the disease, and one in four people don't even know they have it. That's according to the CDC. They say another 86 million adults, more than one in three U.S. adults, have prediabetes. That's where their blood sugar levels are higher than normal, but not high enough to be classified as type 2 diabetes. They say these numbers are alarming and emphasize the huge need for focusing on reducing those numbers and getting people healthier. And here's news about cancer. A diagnosis of pancreatic cancer can be scary. That's because it's often found late when it's already advanced. Now, doctors at Mayo Clinic are using an oxygen sensor on an endoscope to detect it and potentially detect it earlier. It's a much less invasive procedure. The device measures changes in blood flow in the tissues that are near the pancreas under the theory that tumors change the flow of blood in surrounding tissues because the tumors need oxygen to grow. They say it's a small but promising study because now there is no test that can accurately ID pancreatic cancer at an early stage, short of removing the organ. Here's Dr. Michael Wallace.
More than 95% of patients who present with pancreas cancer are not curable at the time of presentation. So there's a major effort to improve our ability to detect early pancreas cancer.
And here's news from the European League Against Rheumatism. Research shows a significantly increased risk of heart attack in patients with Sjogren's syndrome, especially in the first year following diagnosis. There is also a trend towards an increased risk of stroke. Now, Sjogren's is an autoimmune inflammatory disease where the body's immune system attacks glands that secrete fluid. Symptoms include burning eyes, dry mouth, and sometimes burning in the nose. They suspect the acute inflammatory state that can happen when you get the disease may be the cause for the increased risk of heart attack and stroke. The bottom line, researchers say people with this disease should be monitored for coronary artery disease, and risk factors should be managed to reduce the risk of future heart attack. Okay, many of us have experienced this, sitting through long meetings. Thank goodness for a comfy chair, right? Well, new research shows, yes, chairs provide support during long meetings, but they may be holding us back. Standing, instead, boosts excitement during the creative process and reduces your tendency to defend your turf. Researchers from the Olin Business School at Washington University say organizations should design spaces that encourage non-sedentary work, and removing chairs could be an easy way to do that. It could make people more productive and make them healthier. This study was published in the journal Social Psychology and Personal Science. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.